A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Paul writes, "Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. I was 18 years old. For those of you who are just as bad at math as I am, that means I am 36 now. Wait, right? Yes, I am 36 now. 18 years ago, I was 18 years old. I had long hair. I definitely had more piercings than I do now. And the only shirts I seemed to own were t-shirts of my favorite rock bands. Metallica, At the Drive-In, System of a Down, Soundgarden. I owned like 5 different Deftones t-shirts. I was totally obsessed with that band. I kind of still am. Well, one day I found myself with my flowing grunge rock hair and my Deftones swag sitting in earth science class during my senior year of high school. Now, most students would take chemistry during their junior year and a harder science like physics during their senior year. But I distinctly remember saying to myself, "Physics? Well, who has time for that crap?" So I decided to be a slacker and to take the easiest science class I possibly could for my final year of high school. Yay, earth science. As it turns out, it was the smartest decision I ever made. Because one day, a lovely, sweet, humble, fun-loving, red-haired girl that I was starting to become good friends with, who also, conveniently enough, decided to be a slacker during her senior year, she walked into the classroom and sat down in the desk right in front of me. And I was completely and helplessly awestruck by her. Now, the thing is, this wasn't my first time seeing her. We actually sat next to each other in chemistry the year before, and we had taken some previous classes or had some previous classes together. And we'd been sitting next to each other in this class for a few months at this point. We were also talking and like goofing off and being disruptive in class every day at this point. But for some reason, this day, this particular day, was different. She walked in and her beauty shocked me awake. I felt like one of those Looney Tunes characters where after seeing somebody really gorgeous, their eyes pop out of their sockets, their tongues roll out and hit the floor, and steam comes shooting out of their ears as their hearts beat uncontrollably out of their chests. Perhaps I had been so blind to her before, because after a litany of really bad dates, and after having known some heartbreak, I became pretty guarded, pretty jaded. Love lost tends to do this to a person, right? So I made the decision going into my senior year that I was going to take an indefinite hiatus from the whole dating scene. And things were going really, really well. That is, until this gorgeous girl walked in and sat down right in front of me and wrecked me. I realized then and there that she was the most beautiful person I had ever seen, the most charming person I had ever met. And I realized that talking with her, it had a way of healing my heart and making me come more alive. Her every word, her every smile was like honey to my soul. She was so lovely, through and through. I was absolutely, devastatingly, head over heels in love with her. I am still absolutely, devastatingly, head over heels in love with her. Even after 18 years together and 13 years of marriage, 2 kids, and the countless adventures that life has thrown our way. There's not a day that goes by where I am not thankful that my spouse and I both decided to be earth science slackers during our senior year. Sometimes it pays off to be lazy kids. And there's not a day that goes by where I am not incredibly thankful that somehow I got over my jadedness and all of my guardedness, and I woke up to my life and to this amazing person who had been sitting right there in front of me for so long. Had I not woken up, opened my eyes, opted to seize the moment, I never would have had the chance to fall in love with the person who would one day become my spouse, the love of my life. My friends, the most important day in your life will always be the day that you decide to wake up to your life. Far too many of us spend our lives in cruise control, unconsciously repeating the same old routines and habits day in and day out, living more by impulse than by intention. All of it can change, though. All of it can change if we were to choose to wake up, choose to overcome our jadedness enough to live our lives, choose to be truly present to all of the unfathomable beauty that is all around us all of the time. My friends, St. Paul is pleading with us this morning to wake up and to fall head over heels in love with life. To be so overjoyed that we can't help but sing to God at all times, as if we were a lead character in some cheesy musical. As one of the great priests from our tradition says, a mystic is simply a lover. So mysticism is about opening your eyes wide and letting yourself fall uncontrollably in love with not only God, but also with this stunning, this spectacular world, this spectacular life that God has given to us. And Paul says we will become mystics, lovers, whenever we go through a paradigm shift in our thinking, where we go from trying to escape reality and all of its problems to being truly thankful for reality despite its problems. He teaches us to thank God at all times for everything. The mystic, the lover, is someone who constantly practices gratefulness. Gratefulness is about hitting the pause button on your life for long enough so that you can actually take the time to see and appreciate all of those lovely things that would inevitably take your breath away if only you would let them. It is gratefulness that helps you to get out of cruise control. It is gratefulness that helps you get out of the unconscious repetition of daily routines and habits. Gratefulness helps us to live more by intention than by impulse. Gratefulness is the most powerful tool of all. Perhaps it is even the greatest of all the virtues. For it helps us to open our eyes to all of the love and the beauty that we tend to blind ourselves to. Paul juxtaposes this love and this demeanor of gratefulness with debauchery, where because of our jadedness, we use something in excess, like alcohol, to numb ourselves to life, to zone out from it. Now, to be clear, it's not that Paul doesn't want to get you drunk. He does. It's just that instead of doing something like drinking yourself numb all of the time, or trying to binge eat your feelings away, or habitually getting high as a means of escape, Paul would rather see you intoxicated by life, joyfully tipsy off of just how much the Holy Spirit is vivifying everything around you and everything within you. As St. Thomas Aquinas says, "They shall be drunk with the beauty of thy house, that is, the universe." My friends, if you want to wake up to your life, sober up to your life, in order to get drunk with love for your life, the solution is simple, but it takes hard work. Because it's easier to zone out to the moment than it is to be mindful of it. It is easy to get lost in daydreams. It's easier to get lost in daydreams than it is to wake up to the fact that your life is already a dream come true. Spend more time being thankful for your life than you do complaining about it. Spend more time thanking God for all that you already have than you do asking God for those things that you don't have. Because the greater the gratitude, the greater the joy. And the greater the gratitude, the more you will come to see that all of the love and the happiness that you have ever wanted and the future you have always wanted for yourself has been sitting right there in front of you all along, like a beautiful girl in earth science class.